Just so you're aware of what follows, let me offer a brief outline of the format of the meditation. The meditation consists of verses of scripture being read with breaks between. In the breaks, you will hear a chime sounded twice. The chime is a reminder to come back to what you've heard and to bring your attention to what arises for you as you contemplate the verse. So it is a simple process of listening, of reflecting, of coming back to the verse each time you hear the chime before we move on to the next verse. Let us begin. So I just invite you to sit back in a relaxed position with your eyes closed, bringing your attention to your breath. And as you continue to watch your breath, just deepening your breathing. And on each exhale, becoming more relaxed in the body. And as you continue to watch your breath, just taking a moment to scan all your muscle groups. And if you're aware of any centers of tension, just releasing those now. And you're invited to go deeper and deeper, bringing your attention to your thoughts. Allowing your thoughts to settle so that the mind becomes still and clear. So as your body is relaxed and your mind is still and clear, so now bringing your attention to the area of your heart. Just aware that the feeling that you have life in yourself is an appearance, and that that appearance arises from the Lord flowing into your soul, moment to moment. So as the body's relaxed, and the mind is still and clear, so the heart is at peace, open to receiving the word of the Lord. Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and foes, they stumbled and fell. though an army may encamp against me. My heart shall not fear, though war may rise against me. In this I will be confident. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret place of his tabernacle he shall hide me. He shall set me on high upon a rock. And now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies all around me. Therefore I will offer sacrifices of joy in his tabernacle. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises to the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, have mercy also upon me and answer me. When you said, "Seek my face," my heart said to you, "Your face, Lord, I will seek." Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my help. Do not leave me nor forsake me, O God of my salvation. Thank you. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take care of me. Teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me in a smooth path because of my enemies. Do not deliver me to the will of my adversaries, for false witnesses have risen against me, and such as breathe out violence. I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and He shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. And now, just bringing your attention to your breath once more. Taking in a few deep breaths and slowly releasing them. And with each breath, just becoming more aware of the sensation in your body. Of your presence in the room. And when you feel ready, I invite you to open your eyes, bringing the presence of the Word of the Lord into waking consciousness.